Last week, Dogwood Health Trust confirmed to BPR that it had already started hosting listening sessions in Western North Carolina to learn about the community. While the Mission HCA sale that would create the Dogwood Health Trust is not yet finalized, details are emerging about Dogwood Health Trust's listening sessions. John Ward, board member of Mitchell-Yancey County Habitat for Humanity, says he was invited to the very first listening session held on December 3rd, along with about 25 other nonprofit leaders from Yancey County at the Burnsville Community Center.
Overall, I felt like it was positive in that it gave them information that they needed to have. They need to build a lot of knowledge about what the real strengths and weaknesses and problems are in the rural counties where they have hospitals and other facilities.
Ward says they were asked what is unique about their area, what strengths of the area are, and what barriers currently stop them from addressing local social determinants. He hopes Dogwood Health Trust board members will take their time to learn about the different issues of each community. Janice Brummett, chair of the Dogwood Health Trust, has now confirmed to BPR another listening session was held last week at the Cherokee Museum. She says the board began planning the listening sessions in October. Brummett adds that future sessions are scheduled for Brevard and Hendersonville in January. Up to this point, the locations of these listening sessions were not shared. Mayor Patrick Taylor of Highlands has been a vocal critic of the current version of the Mission Health HCA deal. For him, Dogwood's listening sessions seem premature until the sale is final.
Certainly there will be a period when that would be very helpful, but right now I just can't quite understand why that's going forward. While I think they should be making sure that their organization and their process is solid and sound.
The Dogwood Health Trust Board has been under fire for a lack of racial and gender diversity. Critics also want to make sure that the board is representative of the 18 rural counties that make up the Mission Health system. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.